For most people, a car is purely functional. They use it to get to work, to pick up the kids from school, or to do the groceries. However, every once in a while, something a little different hits the market. A car which almost forces you to have an opinion on it. The Tesla Cybertruck is one such vehicle. I mean, just look at it. It's definitely something. And when it was first announced, literally millions of people scrambled to put down a deposit and secure one. But if we skip to today, things look a whole lot different. You're more likely to see Cybertrucks piling up on the lot of a Tesla dealership than you are to see one on the roads. The few that have been sold have faced recall after recall for all sorts of issues, and Tesla, which had projected to sell 250,000 of these every year, has ended up selling just 16,000 Cybertrucks so far in 2025. That's over 90% fewer than projected. Just looking at this situation from the outside already paints a pretty rough picture. But if we peel back the curtain and look at the internals of Tesla, things begin to look even more dire. Not only are Tesla executives jumping ship at record speed, but the company is also resorting to some very creative financial techniques to make their dismal numbers seem at least a little bit better than reality. And they're doing this while trying to pivot and be all about AI and robotics, and promoting the Optimus robot as supposedly the next big thing. I think the Cybertruck is a perfect metaphor for the story of the company more broadly over the last decade. So let's try and figure out what's really going on here, why the Cybertruck failed so spectacularly, and the very dodgy cover-ups happening inside Tesla to make the situation seem a little less dire. Because, spoiler alert, things don't look great. I feel like most people were introduced to the Tesla Cybertruck around here, when Elon had already begun to go off the rails and get up to all of the activities that we've now come to expect from him. But its history goes back a while further. The Cybertruck was first unveiled in 2019 at a Tesla event. It rolled on stage looking like it hadn't quite finished rendering yet, and within minutes the grand promises started to flow. The truck would feature an ultra-hard stainless steel exoskeleton, the same stuff that they use in the SpaceX Starship. It would have over 500 miles of range, it would be bulletproof, and of course, who can forget, the truck would feature special armor glass on the windows that would be completely impenetrable. One of the few claims that was actually tested live on stage.
Oh my fucking god. Well, maybe that was a little too hard.
And after this presentation, the promises didn't stop. At one point, Elon claimed the Cybertruck would be able to swim and would even be waterproof enough to cross rivers, lakes, and seas that aren't too choppy. But after years of taking pre-orders and promising the world in return, what Tesla ended up actually delivering was vastly different. The $39,000 promised price tag grew to over $60,000. The 500 miles of range became 320. The promise that it could float or even swim was put to the test with predictably hilarious results. Within weeks of release, the issues just started rolling in. The accelerator pedal could get stuck down if you weren't careful. The panels of the car could literally fall off on the highway. And the windscreen wiper could randomly fail on you. Which, in retrospect, maybe isn't the biggest problem in the world. The vehicle actually ended up being outright banned in a number of major markets, and to this day, you still can't buy one if you live in the UK, in Australia, or in the EU, because they're too dangerous. And in the interim, competitors stepped in with better, cheaper options. Ford, Chevy, and BYD all sell EV trucks that look and perform much more similarly to what you'd expect. And today you don't really hear a peep from the people who promised and who seem to truly believe that this here would be the future of driving. And on the inside of Tesla, things aren't much better. Basically all faith has been lost in this project. The lead of the entire Cybertruck program recently quit, which is hardly a show of confidence in the product's future. The program lead for the Model Y also quit. Their vice president of sales for North America left the company in July, and its senior vice president of energy engineering also left in 2024. These are all people who had like front row seats to Tesla's financial and production data and have been committed to these projects for years now. But what if I told you that despite this, things are even worse than they seem, and Tesla has been resorting to what I can only describe as desperation tactics slash maybe kind of fraudulent behavior to flog what's left of their Cybertruck inventory off of their books. Tesla promised the Cybertruck would be indestructible, unstoppable, and unbreakable, but if you've seen the headlines, it's debatable how true these things actually are. The internet is kind of the same. It's shiny on the outside, but it's a lot more chaotic underneath the surface. Scams and digital thefts are on the rise across the web now, and even free Wi-Fi networks can be used to compromise your personal information. Since moving abroad last year, I realized I was suddenly unable to access a bunch of my essential accounts, as well as a few of my favorite streaming services. which was a problem that I'd never really encountered before. That's why I decided to partner with NordVPN for this video. Thanks to NordVPN, all it takes is a couple of clicks and it's like I'm back home. They let you easily change your location while encrypting all of your data, so internet service providers, advertisers, and sketchy networks can't see what you're up to. I can access all of my accounts and favorite websites seamlessly, and it actually feels pretty secure while doing so. And so I'd love to share that with you. Every purchase of a 2-year plan using my link, nordvpn.com/fadsvpn, gets an extra 4 bonus months at no extra charge. This is literally the most generous offer they have available online right now. And if you end up unhappy with the service, they offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. So there's really no risk to the whole thing. It's just a simple, easy way to make sure that you can keep using the internet the way you're used to, freely and safely. So go to nordvpn.com/fadsvpn to try it out if you're interested, completely risk-free. Thank you to NordVPN for sponsoring this video. Let's get back to it. Okay, so to properly explain what I mean, I think we need to first take a look at another Elon Musk property, Twitter. Back in 2022, Elon acquired Twitter for a whopping $44 billion. And for some reason, I feel like there's a collective amnesia as to why this happened. The consensus today seems to be that it was like a principal attempt to restore free speech on the internet. And it may well have started that way, but that is not the reason why Elon Musk is the owner of Twitter today. Elon, quite famously, tried extremely hard to back out of this deal while it was in progress because the platform allegedly had too many bots, which, if you use Twitter today, sounds pretty ludicrous to say. The deal only went through because a judge forced him to follow through, and thus he ended up the owner of Twitter. And he paid for it partially out of pocket, but borrowed funds from a consortium of nearly 100 investors that included names like the Saudi royal family, the co-founder of Palantir, and... did he? Okay. But anyways, since that purchase, Elon's extracurricular activities kind of torched any chance of Twitter making a profit in the near term. I won't go through all of the detail, but the main points are that he sued his advertisers because they didn't want to advertise with him, and then launched Grok, which proceeded to refer to itself as MechaHit. Not great for business. And at its lowest point, Twitter was estimated to have lost over 70% of its value since the takeover, according to Fidelity, which was a fund that had actually invested money into the acquisition. And so, in an effort to recoup his investment and to assuage the feelings of the people he'd loaned money from to buy Twitter, he engaged in a little bit of a weird deal. Another one of his businesses, XAI, bought out Twitter. But they didn't buy it with cash. Instead, XAI created these new shares out of thin air. They then declared those shares to be worth $45 billion and used the shares to buy Twitter. Anyone who was once holding Twitter shares had them swapped for XAI shares, essentially letting investors trade their devalued Twitter shares for much more valuable XAI shares, all without spending any actual cash. And since Elon controls both companies, he could effectively decide what the exchange rate would be. Conveniently, he picked a valuation of $45 billion, a tiny bit more than Elon and co. had originally paid. And this kind of financial engineering, where you move money in circles and somehow end up ahead, is a favorite strategy of Elon's. He does this all the time. In 2016, Tesla acquired SolarCity, a company that was operated by him, his brother, and his cousins for $2.6 billion. SpaceX has invested billions into XAI and therefore into Twitter. And much more recently, the Cybertruck has been included in a slightly dumber version of these circular financing strategies. Obviously, it's pretty clear at this point that nobody really wants a Cybertruck. But it's not like you can just stop an assembly line when you're a multi-billion dollar car manufacturer. You've got projections and obligations, and people on the Cybertruck project have targets to fulfill. And in this case, it's resulted in Tesla pretty much running out of space to store all of these extra cars, and causing scenes like this in Michigan, where Cybertrucks have been piling up inside a disused parking lot because they have nowhere else to put them. But it's not all bad, okay? Because would you believe it, Tesla has actually had a massive stroke of luck lately, and they've been able to find two clients that all of a sudden are really, really interested in taking thousands of these cars. And those clients are SpaceX and XAI. In the last few months of 2025, SpaceX has begun taking delivery of hundreds of Cybertrucks at multiple Texas bases. And truckloads of them have also been showing up to the XAI offices too. And they're expected to take delivery of thousands more. Given how few of these things get sold every year, this actually represents a decent chunk of their total Cybertruck sales. Now, a lead engineer on the Cybertruck project claims that this was always part of the dream when they were designing the vehicle, but I will let you decide if you believe that. I, for one, want to propose an alternative theory. Because there's the first layer of explanation, right? Which is that Tesla is just trying to boost sales, so they're selling cars to other Elon Musk companies. But I think it actually goes a little deeper than that. And I believe there's a really good reason why we're seeing this happen now specifically, of all times. Now, if you've ever had the pleasure of talking to a real deep Tesla lover, there's like an 80% chance that they pull out this infamous line. Tesla isn't a car company. It's a technology company. And I mean, if you look at their car sales, then yeah, every month they look less and less like a car company. But I don't think this is what people mean. What people actually mean is that making cars is an easy method to develop super advanced battery tech, to develop super advanced AI. And it's in that technology that the real value of the company supposedly lies. And I do have to say that in the case of Tesla, I do agree that they're not necessarily a car company, but I don't think it's because Optimus robots are going to be doing like surgery, but rather because if you take a look at their financials over the last few years, you start to notice quite rapidly that the car part of the business has for a while now not been one of their fastest growing business sectors. In fact, if you just scratch underneath the surface, you quickly notice how much of the money that Tesla makes is actually just from government welfare schemes, especially in the US. Until this year, one of their fastest growing market segments was just selling carbon credits to other car makers. Governments across the world offer these free carbon credits to Tesla since they make environmentally friendly cars. And those credits end up being bought by automakers that exceed the government's emission limits, as an alternative to them paying a fine. The idea is that environmentally friendly automakers get a leg up and legacy automakers are pushed to make less polluting cars. It's basically free money for Tesla, and it's become a really important part of their business to the tune of billions of dollars. It was estimated last year that around 40% of their profit came from the sale of these carbon credits. But that has been changing rapidly. In case you haven't noticed, the current administration in the US isn't exactly all in on the electric vehicle thing anymore. As well as scrapping all of these carbon credit programs, they've also scrapped a whole load of other nifty little benefits that Tesla was enjoying from the government. For a while now, buyers in the US could get a $7,500 discount on electric vehicles through a federal program. That program was approaching the end of its life and actually created a spike in Tesla sales for the third quarter that made it look like the company was recovering. But it isn't. And it's not just individual buyers who can take advantage of this kind of deal. In 2022, the US government also created the Commercial Clean Vehicle Credit. Any business that bought an eligible electric vehicle could get a tax credit of up to $40,000 per vehicle bought. This credit is one of the ones that was scrapped by the current administration, who created a deadline of September 30th, 2025 to claim it. Suspiciously close to the time when Cybertrucks started showing up at other Elon Musk companies. This credit also includes a provision which states that if you pay a deposit before the deadline, you can claim the tax break, even if you haven't actually received the car yet. And I think that's what's going on here. SpaceX and XAI are buying these Cybertrucks both to boost the Tesla sales, but also to claim a little extra tax break before the deadline runs out. The money itself is just moving in circles from one Elon Musk company to another, and yet somehow he ends up with millions of dollars in tax savings, without any obligation to actually deliver the cars anytime soon, since he's paid a deposit to himself. It creates millions of dollars of tax savings, makes the Cybertruck sales look marginally less dismal, and very little actual business has to take place. And it really fits in line with the same circular financing strategies that Elon has been using forever, with Tesla, SpaceX, and XAI. Elon has been incentivized now more than ever to find ways to boost sales, especially since his $1 trillion pay package will require him to sell far more cars than ever before. And I wouldn't be surprised if they find increasingly creative ways to pad the stats in a more significant manner. For years now, Elon's companies have been putting in huge orders from each other and bailing each other out. SpaceX has spent millions every year on Tesla products, and his companies acquire each other all the time. To be clear, I'm not saying all of this activity is like fraudulent. Tesla actually like makes electronics, and some of those will be useful in a rocket. But I would love to hear the case that the Tesla Cybertruck is the single best vehicle for for building a spaceship, especially when seemingly absolutely nobody else wants one. And we're not seeing them roll up on NASA launch sites anytime soon. He's hardly the only person engaging in these bizarre circular funding tactics. I mean, if you want to look at the boss mode version of this, just check out OpenAI. It's crazy. It's people moving trillions of dollars in elaborate circles to each other to convince everyone else in the public that they're somehow gonna make loads of money. I feel like there's a phrase for that. But yes, that doesn't make it any better when Elon does it. And in fact, it's pretty clear that the Cybertruck has been a bit of a disaster from the jump. And it's officially joining the graveyard of Elon promises that have never materialized, along with the Tesla Roadster, the Hyperloop, full self-driving, and a dozen other things that we don't have time to list off here. Tesla, at the end of the day, has alienated a lot of people who would have been their prime demographic. And even relatively neutral people would prefer to avoid the association when possible. And it's clearly not panned out super well for the company. The real state of the company is pretty rough if you just look at headline figures. And it gets even worse when you understand that this is what the numbers look like after extensive massaging to make them seem as good as possible. But in a sense, this has kind of always been the case for Tesla, which has relied for a long time on what is effectively corporate welfare and investor hype in order to stay in business. But even that wasn't enough to rescue the Cybertruck. And here's the thing, right? Tesla knows this, which is why they're desperately trying to pivot the narrative away from cars entirely. Now it's all about robotics and AI. The Optimus robot is supposedly the next big thing, and Tesla is claiming even more vigorously today that it's actually just an AI company that happens to make cars. When one moonshot project fails to ever materialize, you just promise an even bigger one to keep people distracted. The Tesla Cybertruck was supposed to revolutionize what we knew about transportation, and now that it's flopped, suddenly the story is that human robots are now going to revolutionize everything else. And the stock market, at least for now, seems to be eating it up. All while the insiders are either jumping ship or flogging all of their shares onto the public. And in the grand scheme of things, you could say that a few thousand Cybertrucks isn't the end of the world, and it won't determine the future of the entire company. But I think it fits into a pattern of behavior that we've seen with Tesla, promising the world and then quickly dangling something shinier when the original project fails. But what do I know? Maybe there really is a world where Tesla is selling a million Optimus bots by 2030, and those bots will solve poverty overnight. I am more than happy to be proven wrong on that front, if Tesla wishes to do so.